Hi, and welcome back to Rosy Thoughts. I know it's been about over a month since the last time that I posted, and I do want to apologize for that. Ever since my last podcast, I have had a good change in life, scenery, etc. I'm now living by myself in a city that I I'm familiar with in certain aspects, but it's a big enough city where it's like, okay, during the time that I was here, I didn't get to explore all of it. So, you know, it's still a new city to me. With that being said, it's been one of the most hardest things for me to do to try and get from, you know, living at home with my parents, because put it this way, as soon as I graduated high school, I moved out of my parents' home, right? But from there, I went to living with roommates, to living with a boyfriend, and then all of a sudden, I was living back home with my parents. So within those 5-6 years that I was out of the house, I became a different person. I got new habits, so on and so forth. And when I went back home, I reestablished myself. I became more familiar with living at home, and my anxiety was stable for the fact that I was, you know, living at home. And then when I did the big move because of my job to move to another city that's right around 4 hours away from my hometown, it took a toll. It really did take a toll anxiety-wise. But it's not impossible, and I'm doing it. I'm living it, and I'm not going to lie, like, having my dog, my lady, with me has helped so much, because I rely on her to ground me to my reality, and it helps so much to have her around to fuel the way I feel. But at the same time, you know, I've been trying, you know, meditations that my friends share with me. I've been doing CBD oils and stuff to try and keep calm. I have been taking my medication every day, my prescribed medication that's from my doctor, for my bipolar disorder, which, by the way, I think I was like, oh, like, I haven't had a bipolar a lash out in a long time. And it's like, well, you also have been taking your medication, so maybe that's working. So I'm not gonna stop my medication. I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna keep going it with it. I'm gonna keep taking my medication, and my medication has been helping me. I've been doing really well. Only times that I drink and I get really smashed, like blackout smashed, and I'm just like really fucked up the next morning with my anxiety, and it takes about 3 to 4 days to recover, if not 5, like the full week to recover from that. So I quit drinking like that. I did say I was gonna quit drinking, but then I started drinking again because I bought a bottle of champagne. But I'm not drinking to that point anymore. I refuse, because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. So anyone that's going through it and thinking like, oh, I'm never gonna get out of this town because of my anxiety, like, you know what? Even with your anxiety, if you move to another town, you're gonna have that anxiety. However you're controlling it right now, you'll learn how to control it then. If you feel like you need extra help and need extra support and someone extra to talk to, go ahead and reach out to me. Send me a message. I'm here for you. I'm here for everyone that's struggling through their anxious, depressive, any type of mental disorder that they're going through. Like, you know, it's not easy, and I'm here for y'all. You know, I have my family that's been there for me. Some of my friends, like not a lot of my friends, but you know, the majority of my friends that's been there for me. And if y'all don't have that, like, don't think like, oh, I'm alone in the world. Like, no, you're listening to my podcast right now. You have me. Reach out to me. You have me as a friend. My dog wants to go to bed now. So I'm going to let y'all go because I'm in my patio and I need to take her back inside to her bed. And I want y'all to know you're not alone. You've got me. Send me a message, direct message. You want to be private? Send me a direct message. I got y'all. Have a safe night and happy July month of July, whatever sounds better for you guys. I love y'all. Have a good night.